Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
When Paul wrote to the Philippians, he was chained to a Roman guard under house arrest. He was given some freedom to meet people, but he had no firm assurance he would ever be released. Consequently, he wrote these words.
My eager expectation and hope is that I will not be ashamed about anything, but that now, as always, with all courage, Christ will be highly honored in my body, whether by life or by death.
Paul had an eternal perspective. He knew he was about to appear in a Roman court. And once again, he shared his eternal perspective with the Philippians.
For me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Now, if I live on in the flesh, this means fruitful work for me. And I don't know which one I should choose. I'm torn between the two. I long to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for your sake.
When a missionary couple, John and Betty Stamm, were martyred because of their ministry, Dr. Will Houghton, then president of Moody Bible Institute, penned these words, which were set to music. He chose Paul's words as the title for these lyrics, By Life or by Death. Help me to know the value of these hours. Help me the folly of all ways to see. Help me to trust the Christ who bore my sorrows, and thus to yield for life or death to thee. In all my days be glorified, Lord Jesus. In all my ways guide me with thine own eye. Just when and as thou wilt, use me, Lord Jesus. And then for me 'tis Christ to live or die.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.